Everybody that loves the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Take your Bibles, go to Joshua. Hasn't the Lord been real good to us? God bless his name.
Yes, Jesus.
We want to look at the blood tonight as we close this meeting. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hasn't the Lord been real good? Brother, would you help me two or three tissues? If I bend over, I'll fall over. Thank you. I want to thank the Lord for the labor that's gone on in the kitchen and the gifts, the scriptural gifts of hospitality. That's a gift that's big.
Yes,
as the evangelist, if it wasn't a little lady cooking in the kitchen, we couldn't come together like this.
That's right.
Don't ever think that anything in God's kingdom is a little deal. God had never looked on this earth and seen anything he thought was big. But he looked at them a lot of little things and thought they were a big deal.
Hallelujah.
It's in that cup of water
that
you gave to the prophet.
That's right.
We'll get you a prophet's reward.
Yes, sir.
The old Puritan said, he knows what you would do if you could do. And treats you like he did it.
Bless the Lord.
He knows you'd have died a martyr's death. He knows you'd have lived a missionary's life. He knows you would have if you could have.
Amen.
He knows what you were wanted to do for him. And he treats you like you did it.
Yeah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Because he knows the only reason somebody else did it is he asked him to, and he helped him do it. And he knows you would have. And it means as much to him. Y'all ain't helping me. God bless his name. Thank God for the church. Overpass Baptist Church.
It's been a blessing.
Yes. Thank God for that. And several of our brothers have already had to leave. But boy, thank God how they came and Brother Lawson's still here. Brother Wagner had to go. Brother Willard had to go to the funeral, but Brother Hammer's still here. Brother Dow and Brother Dale. This third fella joined that church would be Brother Deal. I don't have many mouths left to fan that ring with. Oh, thank you. People like Brother Jesse and his family.
We've
got the Lord. Let Lou London and the girls. The singers. This precious brother, I believe we seen in Greenfield 12, 13 years ago. We seen you over in Watonga. Brother, thank you. I believe Brother Prince said you spent time with Brother Vineyard down around there. God, I nearly went to Bible school there, brother. It's good to see you tonight. Brother Shepherd, you're a special man.
Yes, sir. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I only know you this week, but I know that.
Amen.
Been praying for you, brother.
Bless the Lord.
What about God let a man, one of his special men, in transition, come hang out?
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's it. At the Oasis.
Yes, sir. Bless the Lord.
Got paid for it.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all better not go serve the Lord, you'll starve to death. Y'all better not step out by faith when he speaks. You'll surely go under. We'll never see you again. I have been young. The writer said, and now I'm old. about to sling my jack. I can't run it at the moment, but about to, Vince, you're about to run for me, boy. Did I see you take your first lap? Then it cost you $800. Fall in love with God and He'll ask for your money and you'll give it to Him.
Yeah.
Where your treasure is.
Yeah.
There where your heart feels. You know why some people don't love their church? They never gave to it.
Yeah.
You ever give it to it, you'll love it. I've never seen anybody fight the preacher and split the church when they were giving their tithe and their offering.
That's right.
They didn't want, them to go mad when they were giving their money to that. They never seen a tithe cause trouble in the church.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Y'all better give that tithe.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Somebody said, I think that was the law.
Come on.
Father of our faith. Romans 4, Jews and Gentiles. Romans 4, Jews and Gentiles. The father of our faith commenced tithe.
Yes,
bowed there before Melchizedek. Melchizedek came from the old gate. He came from Salem before it had a J rule on it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And he came from the old gate. They either met at the old gate or he came from the old gate. In Genesis 14, and they had it. Genesis 13, Genesis 14, 14. And in Genesis 14, and Abraham gave tithes.
Yes, sir.
And when he did, God went down several generations and called Levi. Hebrews 7, while he is yet in the loins of his father Abraham, when Melchizedek met him.
That's right.
That's Hebrews 7, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I see you're liking that. That's what I said last night. And that boy gave that money, God, you don't know how far.
That's right.
That's right.
Then right. His trip, God went. Probably picked his wife out last night.
True.
Probably reached out there and stopped that semi.
True.
Yeah. It ain't going to run him over.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know when God scouts the trail.
Hallelujah.
That Hebrew 7 is in the context of the forerunner.
Sure.
The forerunner run right into Hebrews 6 and right on into Hebrews 7. And he said, when Abraham met Melchizedek while he was yet in the loins of his father.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, that tithe preceded the law.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear neighbor. Yeah, you make sure you got your money right with God.
Sure.
Bless the Lord. But the precious things, thank God for Brother Rudd and his wife.
Amen.
It's amazing what God sent this man. He'd probably tell y'all more later. But we found out this week some things that happened exactly 1 year ago.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in the date.
Interesting.
That wonderful little house that God prepared.
Give
it to them at this price. Found out today that woman, they purchased that house the week of the meeting that God shut him down in his other place. He didn't even know yet he's supposed to be worried about where he's going to live, and God was already setting up the house. Before he knew to say, where we're going to live, God done set the house. I told you, he scouts the trail. He's a forerunner. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. We're grateful. What about the Langston family? God's raised him up out here in his real basket states. Little boy over there playing the guitar and wife on the piano. Seen Avery. Where's Avery? Where's Avery? She's right in the middle of it, okay? seen her sweeping the floor last
night. Yeah, that's right.
I've got that.
Left out of here around 11, getting close to midnight, like I've done every night.
Yeah.
And Mama was sleeping under the
chair. Bless the Lord.
And little Avery had a little broom.
Yeah.
And
sweeping. Hallelujah.
Right next to her Mama.
Thank the Lord.
Ooh-wee.
Hallelujah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's precious.
Oh, precious. That's business from another world.
Yeah.
Somebody said Big Al Moody won 2 million souls. Well, I saw Avery sweeping under a chair.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yes,
I promise you that crown's the same size.
I promise.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, what's being poured into these young
people? Yes, sir.
God bless the Lord. Well, the Vince bring me my little drink of water that you brought every night. Never mind, Brother Vince. Got it right here. You got another 800, I could use that. Since you wasn't able to bring me the water. Teeth. Hadn't the Lord been so good to me. God bless his name.
Praise the Lord.
Ooh wee. Ooh wee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, these meetings are special. But I promise you something. When all the preachers and singers leave, Brother Pritchett and Brother Thompson, you win. It'll be the same Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. The pastor.
Amen.
Go ahead and get that, Carter. I mean, my ABD will kick in and I'll be down there playing for that. Oh, hadn't the Lord been good to me?
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Go to Joshua, chapter 2. We'll need some readers tonight. The Bible's too far away. I'm using a handheld. Want the big Rod Parsley and John Hagee tonight. Got my handheld. Can I get a hand clap of praise in the house? No. It doesn't work for me. So my eyes can't quite see that papers in my hands are full. I actually made notes tonight. That's angry.
Amen.
I never preach with notes. Let's see if I can get a drink of water.
Be like the old boy that caught a big bass, snapped a selfie of it. I saw this last week. It was on the worldwide intranet highway.
We caught that bass. Well, y'all in Charles Stanley ready for me? High chair. The boy caught the bass. He's gonna throw the fish back in the water. He got done taking a selfie, Brother Bell. He put the pond in the water.
I didn't know what to do. I almost drank the microphone. Hallelujah. Boy, I haven't been loud for a month. That's what happens every time I swallow my mouth. Joshua chapter 2. Let's pray. Get this Texas, Oklahoma dust driving us out of my throat.
Amen.
That's the reason Adam's skinny and Brian's getting skinny, y'all. Too much dust. Y'all breathing dust and you can't digest it. Makes you skinny. Start a new diet if y'all want to. Come out and get you some dust. Hallelujah. Now I feel like I got something on my nose. Y'all made this very difficult.
Highly entertaining.
See how much of a hell mic means to me? It means the world to me.
Brother Pritchett, I want you to pray before we read our precious text tonight.
Dear Lord, thank you for all of that.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God, you
Lord, we fill up my preacher with
power, Lord.
Just brew knowledge.
Thank you,
Lord. Brew knowledge, Lord.
got three things I want to say to you about the blood. Thank God for the Old Testament pictures of the blood.
Yeah,
I don't guess we're going to get those 10 points in. I got hung up in the water the other night, and I got hung up in the wall last night. And I want to close the meeting by emphasizing the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Being born again, not of corruptible sin, but of incorruptible by the, as of the precious blood of Christ, without the Lamb, without blemish, without spot,
amen. Amen.
Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. This blood shed for the remission of sins, the ransom of many. We come to Joshua, it's chapter 2, I guess, and verse 15. We read about that scarlet cord. Don't you love your Old Testament?
Yeah.
The shades, the types, the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear time. She wanted to get saved. This sinner wanted to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Most sinners I know want to get saved if they ever think about it.
Yeah. Come on.
I need a little help.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that men love darkness rather than light. But oh, when sinners get sick of their sin, y'all make sure that you leave the lights on for them, and when they come to church, make sure you're not having a Hollywood show, because they need to get saved. They don't need to get entertained. Make sure you're not having a Protestant funeral service with your dead Bible college, independent Baptist formal religion. Make sure you're not having a Roman Catholic ritual dead funeral service when a sinner comes in. They need to be able to get saved. Make sure you're having church. Make sure you ain't sent the seniors to a out-of-town trip and the teenagers to a gym. And all the singles out somewhere to fornicate. All the children somewhere playing with Kool-Aid. Make sure you're having church. Amen. All them activities mean you tell me you don't know what church is.
Come on,
preach, brother. I want my youngest to have Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want it to be Chuck E. Church. I want church to be church. I know where Chuck E. Cheese is. Six Flags, one day about every 3 years, and we'll be fine, thank you. Dairy Queen will do.
Yeah.
Dang man.
Yeah.
Church is where they meet the Lord. Church is where you get saved. Church is where you go look at the things that you can't see yet. So you'll be glad that you're saved and have the strength to live for God to the next church service. Group therapy. I don't need to be on Team Blue or Team 3. I need to be in the middle of the body of Christ, where the blood circulates and the breath blows and the life lives. Church! Somebody please be having church so a sinner can get under conviction. Somebody please be having Holy Ghost church that magnifies not the Holy Spirit, but magnifies the Lord Jesus. Be careful having Holy Ghost church. You don't start focusing on the Holy Ghost. You ever look at him twice, he'll be pointing somewhere else. He'll be pointing to an old rugged cross. He'll be pointing to the resurrected Son of God. He'll point you to your sin. He'll point you to your Savior. Did not come to speak of himself. Jesus said, "It is the wind," and said, "You can't see it. And you don't need to. I don't need to see that wind. I just needed to move things around. I needed to cool me, Brother Adam, when the desert gets hot. I needed to blow the dead limbs off my tree before they fall on my youngest. They used to blow them off in the middle of the night. Did you ever notice that? God will blow things down when you're in safe in bed. Hallelujah. Amen. What if it landed on my house? Why didn't you cut it down? Why didn't you take care of your house to begin with? Why don't you protect your house before something hurts it? Y'all ain't helping me. Amen. Thank God. Me and Brother Brian been worshiping this week about something in particular. Every time we slow down and bump into each other and talk longer than 30 seconds, we start talking about how
that as kids.
Yeah.
Preach it. They ain't got to read a book from 1742.
No, sir. Amen.
They can say, last night.
Yeah.
We saw revival. We saw God. We saw the Lord last night. Welsh revival smells revival. I ain't living in 1905. Take your revival books and sell them as an antique and give it to a missionary. Let's have something real.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't mind the history books. I don't need them. Thank you. I had something happen last week. I had something happen 20 minutes ago. Judah.
Amen.
And Tamar.
Yeah, Tamar, and she was not a prostitute, and she was not a wicked woman.
That's right.
She's the only one in the picture that valued the seed.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. She's gonna do what she can do to preserve that seed.
That's right.
I'm gonna do what I can do to preserve that seed.
Amen.
And gonna preach this gospel because there's a seed.
Yeah.
Oh. And so that's the first mention I think of that scarlet. You go in Simon and said his lips are as a scarlet thread.
Yeah.
What about the word of the Lord?
Yeah.
Brings the blood.
Yeah, that's good.
When Solomon started off, said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And then she said, that's a scarlet thread lip.
Right. Oh, man.
Y'all understand that our Lord's been giving us holy kisses and and it brought the scarlet cord in.
Amen.
I dare y'all to go study it out and look at the scarlet thread and the scarlet cord. And so here we got an old sinful woman out in the world, but she's heard that God's alive. She's heard about a God.
Yeah.
About to run, shout, throw a dagger. Joshua 2. Let's begin reading in verse 12. My first point, I better say it or I never will. I'll show you something about this scarlet cord, about the blood of Jesus. Only three things I want to say quickly. Number one, she watched this cord work to save other people's lives when it was time for them to leave.
Yep.
I know I ought to establish it and read it, but I'm too excited. I'm going to say it again. The two spies said, you're going to let us down by this cord. And if you take that same scarlet cord, it'll work for you one day.
Yeah.
And then she watched it. Inhaled.
Yeah.
Inhaled.
Oh, yeah.
When it was time for them boys to leave, inhaled.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let's read it. Chapter 2, verse 12. Not chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 9. I got to tell you how she got saved. Chapter 2, verse 9, she said, I know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run right there. How do you think she got saved? She believed.
That's right.
Verse 10, how does she believe? For we have heard. Y'all ain't helping me. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent?
She said, boys, I want to be on y'all's side.
Yep, come on.
You remember the night you told the Lord, I want to be on your side. Verse 11, as soon as, y'all see how I got to go fast, this stuff's so rich.
Amen.
You said you didn't read the whole verse. I'd preach an hour
right before
I went to the next one. Verse 11, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when your heart melted?
Oh, yeah.
For with the heart man believeth.
Right.
Woo.
Yes, that's good.
Now y'all want to, for the Lord, look at the end of verse 11 before I throw a chair. For the Lord your God, she said, he is God.
Yes!
In heaven above and in earth beneath.
That's right.
For all my outer space friends, there ain't nothing but heaven above and earth beneath. That was totally fair. Don't tell your pastor, Brother Lawson, he gets Dora. Verse 12. Verse 12, Brother Rudd, she is looking for something eternally secure. She said, I need y'all to swear.
Yeah, give me a word.
I'm about to run.
Yeah.
Sister Tori Lawson started playing and singing. There's a covenant, dear. Yeah, Rahab knew it.
Yeah.
She said, I need y'all to swear.
That's good.
Come on, y'all. Don't make me preach tonight. Hebrews 6, when he could swear by none greater.
Yeah.
He swear by himself.
Yeah.
For an oath, confirmation, and to all, to, what is it for an oath? Is an end of confirmation to all, and I can't quote it right. And that oath is a confirmation for men. And so Abraham, all right, y'all ready for a little Bible study? Yeah. 20 seconds, we can't turn there, our friend's commitment. Genesis 15, God swore to Abraham.
Yeah.
20 Hebrews 6, tell me. And so he spoke a promise to Abraham.
Right.
And Abraham said, Lord, how can I know of a surety? I need everybody, can y'all hear me? I need to know of a surety.
Yeah.
I ain't trading in my King James Bible.
Right. Because
surety is too big of a sworn blood covenant word. And I'll promise you, the most educated and enlightened generation we've ever had, the word surety is too big for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You're right. Amen.
Right. They couldn't handle the sure with the teeth.
Yeah.
I need a little help.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my King James Bible.
Yeah.
My sure. How come it's the most educated, enlightened crowd that this world's ever known, supposedly, and yet we got to dumb down this old English Bible because they don't understand it. They don't understand it. Well, I'm sorry. I can say, sure, watch this. I'm a hillbilly from North Georgia. Watch me. T.
Wow, that's neat.
Do you see me pull that off?
That's good.
Yeah, you don't need to change that word. Why don't you do this? Study that word.
Right.
Somebody said, I don't know what two words mean. God did not give you that Bible to casually peruse in 5 minutes and then go live a carnal American life. God gave you that Bible with some big words in it so you can dedicate yourself to studying the Word.
Amen.
So Abraham said, Lord, I know you spoke to me, but I need you to swear to me. And that surety, in Genesis 15, he was looking for a blood oath.
Yeah.
The word oath is in here, somebody find it. The word oath is in here. Our life for years, that's said in verse 4.
Huh? This thine oath.
17. Oh, yeah, there it is. Thank you, Brother Dale. Can't wait for old Brother Deal to join y'all's church, Brother Dale.
I'll be very excited.
Yes. We don't want the guy with the U, Brother Doyle. yeah, he's boring. Verse 17. And the men said to her, we would be blameless. I have a Savior who, when he makes a blood sworn covenant, you'll never be able to blame him. Because he never won't break it. Of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. And so back in Genesis 15, Abraham said, I need you. Your spoken word ain't enough. I need your sworn word. And that's the two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie.
Right.
He said, by two immutable things.
Right. Yep.
That we have a strong consolation. We who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. What is the hope that's such a solid anchor that it's an anchor of the soul? Both sure and steadfast. I'll tell you what it is. We have the spoken word of God and we have the sworn word of God. It was spoken in that Bible and it was sworn in that blood.
Yeah.
It was spoken in the Bible. It was sworn in the blood of that cross.
Hallelujah.
That's the two immutable things in Hebrews 6 that makes your hope a sure, steadfast hope.
Good.
Y'all ain't helping.
Amen.
She wanted eternal security on her salvation.
Amen.
She said, I need y'all to swear to me.
Yes. That's good.
She said, since I've showed you kindness, you also show kindness. What about that? Somebody said, now hold on, the Lord's the one who showed us kindness. Well, I know that. He always shows it first.
Amen.
It came to her house, didn't it?
Yeah.
The only reason she could show them kindness is they showed her kindness.
Yeah, right.
By the way, what they're doing in her house, she's the only one that believed. She said, we've heard. And I know.
We've heard. I know.
But nobody else gets saved.
Yeah, come on.
There are going to be a lot of people in your town that hear but don't believe.
That's
I promise you, the ones that hear and believe, he's going to make sure they get saved.
That's the truth, preacher.
Yeah. Now, if you don't like this, since so said, I've showed you kindness, and when you say, if you don't like that, you ain't going to like Boaz and Ruth.
Yeah, you're right.
That's that other little heathen gal that got saved. She wasn't a wicked woman, but she was a heathen family.
Sure.
Moab is my wash pot.
Yep.
That's God's septic tank. That's how he felt about Moab. In case you're a true hunter and think that, you know, that we just thought everybody. Oh, no, God said that some nations he's mad at.
Right. Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt about it.
Sure. You know, I don't like it. Well, you won't like it about it. Better put it up and go hug CNN and eat tree bark and hug a tree and save a whale.
Right. Yeah.
Let me get a little help right there. This outfit wanting to save an owl and save a whale, and every one of them will kill a baby in a heartbeat. Don't tell me about your big-hearted, soft-hearted, a generation of baby killers. When I see somebody get upset about killing a baby, I'll talk to you about petting a whale.
Go ahead.
I need a little help. I ain't gonna free Willie, I'm gonna grill Willie. His name will be Grilly Willie.
That's good preaching.
Bill Rudd seasoning on it. Brother Bill cooks it. Apologize for saying Bill. I'm thinking of his meat. That's Bill meat. That's what that is. Brother Rudd. Okay, do y'all see that? She wanted him to swear. Now, what are they doing in her house? She's the one to believe.
Yep. Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen. That's good.
That's you know how she got in the elect? She come into the whosoever.
Yeah.
Amen.
Go ahead and look at verse 18 and 19. I might go jump on ahead. I'm everywhere anyway. Believe it or not, this is me being in order. Pretty good. Look at 18. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. As it may thy father and thy mother, thy brethren, all thy father's household, home unto thee, and it should be. Ooh, watch out, King James.
Oh,
here comes King James, that whosoever
shall
go out of the doors of the house, his blood will be upon his head. You know what that verse said? Whosoever wants to go to hell will go to hell.
Yeah.
The next line, whosoever wants in can get in.
Right.
And we will be guiltless.
Hallelujah.
You want to get out of the house of God and go to hell? Whosoever will want to go to hell can go to hell.
That's right. Amen.
I said, we'll be guiltless.
Right.
There ain't never not one sinner. Sorry, Calvinist.
No.
And sorry, big-hearted, soft-hearted people that think God is not fair, just, and sending the heathen to hell.
Come on. Preach,
brother. They have creation, they have conscience, and they can have that cross if they wanted it. There'll never be a sinner standing at the judgment in the last day and look at God and say, I'm going to hell and I didn't want to. It's your fault.
That's a lie.
We'll be guiltless.
Yeah.
There's two whosoever's in here.
That's good.
This servant wants to get in your house can be saved. The house with the blood coming out of it. That's why you better be in the right church. You better be in the one with the blood hanging out.
That's good preaching right there.
There'll be one house in the scarlet cord. And whosoever walks out that house, we're going to be guiltless because the blood will be upon their own head. But I like that second whosoever.
That's right.
And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head.
Bring them together.
How about the blood ain't on me, it's on him.
Yeah.
Hey.
My blood went on him at Calvary and his blood went on me at Calvary. Something was wrong with my blood, so he put it on his head.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with my blood, so he put it on his head. Something was right with his blood, so God put that on my head.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Sister Preston, you was telling me about your pets the other day, which is very weird that y'all gave them human names. Larry, Kevin. Brother Brian, what are you allowing on over there at your little farm? What are you allowing? Are women and children running your home? I thought I'd been preaching to you for 12 years. The Bible does say for the woman to guide the house. So you name her whatever she said. I tell Jennifer, you guide the house, I'm guiding the home. Which means I have to paint a room every 3 months. Tan's no longer in. Baby, it was in 4 months ago. No, the color now is yellow. Okay.
Yep.
Give me a brush.
Amen.
I'm not gonna promise to have a good attitude, but I will. You're guiding the house, and I'll paint the stinking room for the fourth time this year.
That's good preaching.
You better understand that she'll let you run the home if you'll let her guide the house.
Amen. That's the truth.
Yeah. That house is a building.
Yep.
Jennifer knows how to handle groceries and babies.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I need a little help.
You're not good, preacher.
Throw a little home teaching in here.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, what was we talking about? Oh, Sister Liz named all them poor pets human names. That's why you get attached to them. You can never eat your pet when you gave them a family name. You know, God made animals be eaten. Preacher, we got to talk. But Sister Liz said we were we got a little calf that you bottle feeding because it was rejected by its mother.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what they do in the sheep world?
Yeah.
When a little lamb
is
rejected by its mother, of course, they tell me they're already rejected, but they say sometimes the mama dies and they'll have an orphan lamb. And none of the others will feed it.
Yeah.
And they tell me, and an old shepherd told me this, that we'll go to a mama sheep who has, and some of y'all know this, and make a little cut and get a little blood, and then they'll take that mama's blood and smear it on the head of that orphan lamb, and then present that lamb to that mama. She'll smell her own blood, and she'll immediately adopt it because of the blood.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's her own child. She thinks it's her own.
That was good right there.
I was rotten and I was an orphan without God, without hope in this world, and stunk of my sin. But God loved me so much, and he put the blood of his son on me and presented me to the Father. And he thinks I'm his. His blood is on my hand.
Hallelujah.
And Exodus says, he sees me, he sees the blood.
Yeah.
But when he smells me, he smells the blood.
Wow.
And it's acceptable. Oh, thank God. There's two whosoever's in this verse. Let's read it again. Verse 19. And it might possibly be, just depends on whatever religion you believe. Just believe whatever you want to. We're all going to the same place. Sorry, that was my ESV. I thought it was the early service. Where's my phone? And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors.
Yeah.
That door's there.
That's right.
He's the door.
Well, that's right.
Whoever goes out the doors.
Yeah.
Of thy house. Whoever goes out the doors of this church, Brother Rudd.
Yep.
Look where they go, Brother Hammer.
Yeah.
Into the street.
Right.
Don't know the first mention of streets when Lot put his daughter out on the street from the sodomites to abuse? Do you know the first mention of streets when the first mention of city?
How about that?
You know that city life and street life is what'll take you young as to hell?
Oh, yeah. Right. Amen. That's right.
When you walk out of the church, you can only walk into the wicked world.
Yes, sir.
When you walk out of this house, you're heading for the street.
Yep.
Street life.
Amen.
Oh, I could preach an hour right there.
Oh, yeah.
My new son.
Yeah.
My new son, old sinners live the street life.
Oh, yeah, sir.
And then he got saved.
Amen.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
All right, I'll just preach to midnight.
Amen.
That little woman in our church named Beverly Craven. She was 5 foot any way you pulled a measuring tape. She was 5 foot tall. She was 5 foot around. She was 5 foot going side to angle. She, any way you measured it. And she wasn't on some silly video doing aerobics trying to get skinny. All grandmothers need to be fluffy.
Amen.
I need help. If you got a little yoga britches wearing grandma who don't even like love her grandkids, just love her own body, wants to exercise and do yoga and stay down in the gym and act like she's 24.
Right.
Preach.
Trade her in for a happy, fluffy grandma that you can hug and get warmed up and get biscuits and candy and sugars and all the things that'll kill you early. You ain't gonna die early when you're young. Let them eat the stuff. It's when you get older, you'll die of it. That's when you give it to all the grandkids.
Amen.
I hope some of y'all ain't just feeding your kids twigs and tree bark.
Amen.
Let them enjoy a little sweet now and then. That's free family advice. Everybody needs a fluffy grandma.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. Sister Barrett. Before she testified, she crocheted little crosses. By the way, let's throw this in. Ain't nobody supposed to see your body except your husband.
Right.
If you cover yourself in modest clothes, long, loose, and flowing,
yep.
Who cares if they think you're in shape or not? Your shape is the shape God gave you. We need some woman shapes. And the husband needs to be the only one to know.
Good preaching.
But solve all that image and mental problems we have.
Amen.
Nobody be looking at your body, and you won't care about what nobody thinks of your body. Your body belongs to your husband.
Amen.
Your husband's body belongs to the wife.
Amen.
Both of you belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy. Sister Beverly, all grandmas ought to be fluffy and happy.
Amen.
And if you got a skinny grandma, I think one of mine was. She died early. But she fed me good. She at least didn't want me to be skinny. So. A good skinny grandma will make sure you're not. So it's okay to be bony, ladies, if that's how God made you. We'll pray for you.
Amen.
Oh, Sister Bethany. She'd ring my doorbell by the time the sun was coming up at the parsonage. She'd be gone, but there'd be a pie. There'd be a cake. She'd crochet little red crosses to hang on your mirror.
Amen.
Bring them to everybody in church. Make magnets one time so that Jesus is wonderful. Something like that. Jesus Amen. Loves you.
Yeah.
Walk through the parking lot, put on everybody's vehicle.
Hallelujah.
When two people get upset, said, I have a nice car, preacher. I said, we have a nice Beverly Crate. You decide what you want to do.
Yes.
Right. Well, I'm not messing with my car. I don't like you messing with my church.
Amen.
I think you might need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, go ahead.
We like our magnets and our little crocheted crosses.
Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord.
And they were just little crafty things. They weren't professional. But they had heaven's touch.
Yes.
She was abused in her home. Her daddy and them drunk. Unspeakable things.
Sure.
And she run off when she was 15 to get away. And some men got her. Mm. And it got worse.
Sure, yeah.
And they sold her. Mm-hmm. The other men at age 16, 17, and 18. And at 18, a man married her. And he didn't let nobody else hurt her. That he was a drunk and he was an angry drunk. Mm-hmm. And it was not good. But a fella named Arthur Blackburn came to Stark, Florida.
Amen.
When she was about 19. And Beverly got saved. And made her life at the church.
Hallelujah.
So when she had testified, I'm talking about street life. She had testified. She always sat over on that side. She'd stand up every once in a while. Brother Lee, go away.
Oh, yes.
She said that people knew where I was. What I was. She could, you know what they made her do at 16, 17. And what happened to her before that. There's some things, Hebrews 9, only the blood of Christ can heal you.
That's right.
You're willing to conscience.
Right. That's right.
She said, people knew. She said, I was, one morning, she said, I was the scum on top of the septic tank.
Yeah.
Said, but he scooped me off.
Woo!
And carried me to God.
Amen. Woo!
and washed me in the blood. And I'm not going to tell the story, it's a great story, but a man came to my office the next morning. He had just retired. He was a millionaire, and he'd been running a city of 250,000. And he came to my office, slid in sideways with gravel. And he'd only been there 3 months. He thought I was a little granny kissing baby, hugging sissy seminarian. He said, "I want you to know I had visitors here yesterday. They're sophisticated. And if you don't speak to her about talking about scum and septic tank, those kind of people I can't bring back here. And they bring money when they come." Folks, he never did finish that
sentence.
Yeah. I'm not a macho man. You know, I won every fight I was ever in, but that was my three little brothers, and they were seven. I did win a few other fights, but I lost more than the whole one. I'm not a fighter. I'm not trying to sound macho. But he didn't get his, he never got to the period at the end of the sentence.
Amen. Good. Yes, sir.
I still haven't told him, but I said, David Coward, his brother is Dwayne Coward, full of the Holy Ghost, humble. I called him Dwayne. I said, "I think I just ran your brother off." He said, "Good, he's getting on my nerves."
Amen.
I said, "David, I said, you get saved, tell your friends to get saved.
Yeah.
And if y'all want to come in here and get saved, that'll be what I recommend. But don't you ever come in here again and look crossways at her."
Yeah.
I said, "She's going to sit in her seat and tell her story."
Yeah.
So we go to heaven.
Yeah. Bless her.
I said, "You're not allowed to come close to even touching her situation." And he stayed a few more months to fuss with me, and then he left. But you know what happened one night? His wife came without him. Never forget, she had pearls and gold, and she had that 1950s, 1960s beehive.
Huh.
That's when women tried to make their hair reach up to heaven like Nimrod style.
Yeah.
Nimrod couldn't reach it, but we're gonna try. And she stepped out.
Amen.
And she was a humble woman.
Hallelujah.
Had to live with that thing all the years. She stepped out and walked down every swell. She reached her little hand, I can feel it right now, taking my hand. That's a night Kenneth Norman's wife got saved. That's a night Stanley Minkowski got saved. There were two other young adult women, I don't remember who they were. She come out, I preached on hell that night. She said, "Reverend," she didn't know how to say pastor. She said, "Reverend, I know I'm going to hell. I didn't know it until we started coming to your church." She said, "I want to be saved."
Amen.
We just so gently and tenderly knelt down and she prayed a spiritual prayer. You should have seen the big tears dropping on them big pearls.
Amen. Hey!
Woo! Yeah. Thank God a Beverly Creighton can get pulled up out of the pit.
That's right.
And a Mrs. Cowart can be pulled down out of high society.
Yeah, amen.
And when you get to the cross, the ground is
level. Yeah, amen.
At the foot of the cross.
Amen.
There's two whosoever's at the end of Revelation. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life is cast in the lake of fire.
Amen.
And you flip to the last chapter.
Yep.
And the spirit and the bride say, "Come." And whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
How y'all doing out
there?
Well, that didn't go how I thought it was going to. It went much better.
Amen.
I was going to, here's the three things I was going to say to you about that blood and the cord. About that scarlet cord. She saw that it held. Number one, it held for others.
Yeah. Amen.
She watched others leave out by that cord, and she knew it would hold for her.
Amen.
Second thing I was going to tell you, and I think I did, that it was for whosoever will.
Yeah.
Third thing I wanted to tell you is in verse 21. Will one of y'all read verse 21 just out loud?
"And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window."
Yep, and it stayed there until chapter 6, verse 25.
when the city came burning down with fire, came tumbling down. And that's when they saw where she was, is identified by that cord, and they rescued her. It held for them when it was time to leave,
and it held for her
when it was time to leave.
Amen.
Third thing I was going to tell you, though, was it was for her a daily reminder that he's coming back. They're coming back. It was a daily encouragement that her life wouldn't be over when it was over. That when judgment came to her world, she would be spared. It was a daily reminder. Can I thank God for the blood?
Thank God for the blood.
He put it in me and put it on me. And we come down here and wave that scarlet cord all over the place.
Amen.
And it's still the blood. That's what the inspiration says. There is a fountain filled with blood. That's what they sang in the Reformation.
Amen.
My generation sang Leonard Fletcher's song. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed. Not shackled by sin. Something you don't know. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. I'm not shackled by sin and shame. I found out about I'm happy-minded him. But my blood was on him. His blood was on me. And you just have to find another world and another eternity and another alternate universe where you can act like that. Oh, bad news. There ain't an alternative universe. You're going to wind up in the lake of fire, and I'm going to wind up in the lap of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I close now with four things? How y'all doing? We all right? This is a normal time to stop in a normal sermon. For other people. Can you write down four things real quick? Hebrews 11:31. I recommend you underline it. I mean, really, that's not right. Could stop right there. But man, if it did, it would be done. And I didn't even read it saved her in the end. So Hebrews 11:31. Brother Lawson, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Read that, sir.
By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe.
Woo!
Hold on, I just heard of John 3:16.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Shall not perish.
Yeah!
Start it over again.
By faith, the harlot
Rahab. Hold on, by faith.
Right.
So faith cometh by.
Hearing.
Yeah, she had heard.
Yeah.
All right, start over.
By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not.
And so why would she keep that title?
Huh. Come on.
It's just simple as this. Same reason Brother Hammer don't mind telling us he was in jail rather than a drug addict.
Right.
Because he ain't no more.
Right.
And he needed you to know that he was. So that now when we see what he is, we can all see it's his testimony, his glory to God. It's glory to God. There's a harlot in heaven, but she ain't a harlot no more. Woo! Hallelujah. Try to verse again, Brother Lawson.
By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not.
Well, by the way, that's why you go. That's why you perish, because you refuse to believe. Go ahead.
When she had received the spies with peace.
Four things. Brother Dale, get these four things down. Give them to Brother Dale later, because when Brother Dole shows up, he needs some preaching. And Brother Dale, he's going to be a sour brother. Oh, my. Four things, y'all, about Rahab. She believed. Take it, say. She received.
Yep. Right.
But as many as received him.
Yeah, amen.
Now the devils believed.
Right.
Good heavens, they were in heaven with him.
Yeah.
Well, sure, they believed in God. They believed. But they didn't receive.
Right.
Not the ones that lived. Not the ones that failed. Not the ones that kicked out, rather.
Right.
She believed. She received. And then thirdly, it was evident by she deceived.
Yeah.
James 2:25 said that's how she is justified by works.
Yeah. About that.
Her works proved her faith.
Amen.
Works don't save you. It's just that faith works.
That's right. Amen.
How do you know faith works? Because you'll see the works.
That's right.
That faith brings, when you believe, you act on it.
That's right.
She believed. When she heard, she received them when they knocked on her door.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And then the enemy came. She said, "I ain't on your side no more."
Amen.
To herself,
right?
And she deceived them.
Amen.
She gave a lie to people that was trying to kill the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good.
And God put her in the hall of faithful.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
So that's how faith evidenced her works. And I want to say this: then she conceived.
That's right.
That's Matthew 1:5 for the new Christians.
Yep.
There's a woman in the genealogy of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Y'all okay with the Word of God tonight?
Yeah.
Get over to Matthew 1:5 and I'll be done, even though I don't care if I'm done or not. I know y'all don't need it. Matthew 1:5. She conceived. By the way, when old sinners get saved, they have a seed in them and they bear fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew 1. Let's see if we can recognize the big names.
Yeah.
I see the biggest name of every name that's ever been named under heaven and earth.
Right there.
What's verse 1 say? The book of the generation of
Jesus.
Oh my, that's the name above every name.
Amen.
Then here's his spiritual father, and then there's his physical father. And his kingly father, the son of David, king, the son of Abraham, seed. Abraham begat Isaac, Abraham begat Jacob, Jacob begat Judah, brother Judah begat. Look, here comes that woman I told y'all about, Tamar. There's him twins.
That's right.
What are they doing one verse removed from the biggest name that's been named up here? I tell you, they got right in the same little 2-inch space with the greatest name ever. One of them reached out and got a hold of a scarlet thread.
Right, yeah.
By the way, when that little baby reached out and got a hold of that scarlet thread, that midwife tied a knot in it to turn her secure.
Amen.
There's Tamar. Baby begat Abram, Abram begat Abram, Rechab, Minadab begat Nahshon, Nahshon begat Salmon. Verse 5. Here comes Rahab. What's she? 5 is the number of grace.
Yeah.
What's Rahab doing in the grace verse?
Yeah,
2 inches from the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, good enough. There's another little woman in there. Boy, and we get over there. Ruth.
That's right.
Rahab and Ruth. When Rahab Boaz had the grace in his heart when he sent a little Moabitess in the corner of his field. He had a grandma.
Oh,
who had a story about God having grace on Gentile wicked women. Y'all ain't helping me. Y'all ain't helping me. Was it a mother or grandmother? What is it, Lawson? I don't know. Boaz began Obed of Ruth. Obed began Jesse. Jesse began what? David the what? David the king.
King.
Oh, man.
David the king.
Yeah.
Rahab the great grandma, Ruth is the grandma to the king. Well, what verse does it say? Jesus Christ, the son of David.
Yeah. Amen.
A little harlot woman in the wicked world.
That's right.
Reached out and got a hold of a scarlet cord.
Yeah.
And then we get in the New Testament where the cross is, and she's the great great grandmother of the king.
How about it?
Who had a son named Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all ain't helping me. You just ain't gonna believe what God puts you in when he puts you in his family.
Amen.
You just ain't gonna believe what he'll bring out of your life.
Amen.
I'm done now. I put up a tent in Jacksonville, Florida in my 30s. Terry Pace and Dana Weed, Mike Badwell, that was my preacher. Terry Pace was a hacker. Alabama. Preached over 50-some solid years every week of his life, every night nearly of his life. He got called when he was around 10.
What?
Started preaching revivals before he's a teenager. Old timing.
Yes, sir.
Old timing. You knew Terry Pace?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wasn't his son, Brother Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
Died a year ago?
Yes.
Terry Pace. One night, Terry Pace and Dana Williams both preached on Ruth of the 10.
Yeah.
Terry Pace frogged at the mouth, climbed halfway up over his two sawdust everywhere, and brought that old sinner in by the grace of God. Brother Danny got in behind and read the same verse, preached another hour, and took us down to the depths of Calvary and drowned us there.
Amen.
Brother Danny said, one day you're going to be in the throne room. David will be on the throne, but Jesus will be on the throne.
Amen.
And he said, you're going to look at Jesus and say, you know, didn't he favor David a little?
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, you're going to look over at Jesus and David and say, man, that old woman over there. Shout. Yeah. He's been really famous.
Amen.
Y'all ain't helping. And that old gal shouting with her, and that little woman shouting with her.
Amen!
They all look like her.
They all look like her.
Who is that? That's Rahab.
Right.
Amen. That's Ruth.
Right.
That's the grand boys.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said he's going to see Adam Thompson and Brian Pritchett and say, you know, they favor Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. That boy went from him. Hey. And his nature. Hey. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah. We'll all get to heaven. What a day that'll be.
Yeah, well.
I'm glad they knocked on my door.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad I heard. I'm glad I received.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I decided I wasn't on the enemy's side.
Amen.
Do whatever it takes to be on God's side.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:31 again, Brother Lawson. This time I want London and the girls all to go. I know I've asked Eva every night, but I want y'all to get ready to sing something.
By faith, the heart of Rahab bears not.
Well, here, that was softly play.
Them that believe not, when she had received the spies.
And I want that next verse.
And what shall I more say?
What shall I more say? Now we get this Gentile bride brought in this line of Jews. Hebrews 11, we get this Gentile bride brought in after all these Jews. And he said, I don't have no more time. Read on. Y'all understand, when he gets the church in, he's done with time.
Woo!
Brother Shepherd, when he got Rahab there at the end of Hebrews 11, he says, we're out of time.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all understand when the Lord, brings that Gentile bride in, his time will be done.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you know what we're going to do, Lawson? Skip some of the names. He said, I ain't got time to tell you about Samson and these or that. But what about Samson making the list?
About that.
He said, I thought it really messed up. He did.
Oh, yeah.
But it ain't going to be mentioned here.
Nope.
Just put him in there with that. Put him in there with the Hebrews.
Right. Amen.
If y'all knew everything that I'd ever done wrong,
yeah,
you'd call me Samson instead of Brother Lee.
Come on.
You think I was the cussing Peter, not the shouting preaching Peter.
Come on.
You think I was the blaspheming Paul, not the missionary Paul.
How about it?
But did I mention that my blood, he's claimed it on his head. And he put his blood on my head. So find me the verse where he's going to start talking about women receive their dead and that sort of thing.
Raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, protected, they were slain with the sword.
Yeah.
They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Being destitute, afflicted, tormented.
Hold on, Brother Lawson. You mean after he done with the church and time runs out, he starts bringing forth all these saints and telling me what they went through? You mean there's going to be they're going to be brought back in all their suffering and all their service?
Amen.
And their steadfastness is going to be remembered?
Yeah.
You mean we're headed for the judgment seat where he's going to talk about a better resurrection and a better thing coming? You think God's going to remember all these folk and how they lived for him and how they died for him? You mean when time runs out, that he's going to start going through the list?
Yes, sir.
Who suffered for me and who served me and who lived for me?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains.
Yeah.
The
see, he's watching all that. Who saw you wandering in the desert? Nobody but the two people with you.
Yeah.
But God saw it.
Yeah.
He's going to tell the whole world.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
What you done for him? What you endured for him? He said, I don't think I ever did anything, really. Well, you know what you would have done if you could have done it. You walking through the desert for him is as much as you winning 2 million souls for him. Read on, because I like the last verse.
And these all, having obtained a good report.
See, there's the report card if you thought we wasn't at the judgment seat.
Amen.
Through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better faith for us, that they without us should not be.
So you mean the last verse in that is that there's some better thing?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And then when the whole thing ends, does it say made perfect?
Yes,
yeah.
Y'all understand when we leave out of here, when the church is done, time is done, we're going through the judgment seat. That's the reward to good ones. And then something better's coming.
Yep.
And then we'll all be made. What's that last word?
Perfect.
What? What a day that'll be. And then in Hebrews 12, 1, he meant to tell me we're going to join that great cloud of witnesses.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And we're going to shout from here to glory.
Yes.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Oh. Let's all stand. You might want to come and thank him tonight. You might want to come and thank him. If you're not saved, come to Christ. He'll save you. And blood. Thank God for the blood.
Thank you.
Oh, young ladies. Come get this microphone and y'all sing first. Thank you.
Brother Jesse's wife. You got the baby? Okay, Sister Tori, come and get a phone and make sure we have some pictures for memories, for memorials. You want to do like a wedding photographer and come here and lay sideways and get a name on it? Crawl under the altar and get a good shot. Wedding photographers, they all need to be shot. And why are they always hippies every time? Even the independent Baptist church is always hippies. Oh. We have a presentation to your people. We got this for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Brother Pritchett, you and Brother Thompson come stand with Brother Langston. But you men come, you two men come stand by the cross. I know there's others here, but these men just look like deacons. We're not going to tell them they are. They'll split the church before 4th of July. We tell them they're a deacon. Your people got this for you, Brother Ray. And for you to remember. We have a beautiful gift by one of the most beautiful Bibles I've ever heard.
Amen.
We want you preachers to sign it afterwards. Some of us already have. We've been sneaking around in here. You'd moderate your own meeting. We knew we could bring a pink dinosaur through here and you wouldn't notice.
Amen.
But at this time, I'm going to honor y'all.
Amen.
If you and the wife would come, we got the presentation for you. Brother Langston. Would you say a word? Ladies, you can stand right back in the presence.
We're going to say thank the Lord for the old paths.
Amen.
And the old paths Baptist Church.
Praise the Lord.
And for their shepherd.
Hallelujah.
And God sent it.
Amen.
And we're thankful for Brother and Sister Rudd.
Amen.
They've been dear friends to us for many years. We're thankful that the Lord's allowed us to run this race together.
Yeah, praise God.
And be joined up. And this is a true yoke fellow.
Yeah, amen. Hey.
A true yoke fellow.
Hey. Yes.
Been joined up, yoked up together for quite a while.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just want the Old Paths Baptist Church to know that I love your preacher.
Amen.
And your preacher's wife.
Amen.
Our family loves this family. Our church loves this family. And the Junction City Baptist Church loves each of you. And we're thankful to have a small part in this dedication. And I'm so thankful and honored to know the Rudds and what God's done. And I want you to know, everybody here, it's the Lord's doing. The Lord called them, and the Lord set them apart, and the Lord sent them down here, and we just recognized it and stood behind them and said, God bless you, we're behind you. So we stand with you, and we stand behind you, and we support you. And so we support Old Paths Baptist Church.
We've given him this beautiful goat skin, calf skin, softest leather, beautiful heavy ridges on the back of it, Thompson chain reference. Brother Lawson knew this is their newest, nicest addition that Thompson chain reference has ever done. And we want you preachers to sign it after. I say we give the Lord a hand clap.
Yeah.
Ladies, you can.
Lord, we bow once again, God, in your presence tonight. Lord, our hearts are
blessed.
God, Lord, we've been touched this week. God, we've been stirred. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, you spoke to us, Lord. One more time, we gather around the cross. God, to dedicate this man, to dedicate this man, to dedicate this life. Lord, to dedicate ourselves unto you. God, Jesus, say, God, for the work of the ministry, God, for the edification of the body of Christ. God, that you send, Lord, for the faithfulness of the hearts of you, God, that you sanctify the strength, Lord, that you save, Lord, our laws, God, in this area. God, that you bring your power, Lord, rest upon the master builder and the old man's master church. On top of the church, we pray, God, that you would, Lord, let God forgive, God. Remember them, reward them unto them. Lord, thank you for what you've done this week, God, in hearts and lives. And Brother Wayland, thank you. Thank you, God, for the help of your Brother Brian. God, we thank you. Lord, for how you fed us and filled us with faith and reverence, God. Thank you that you overshadowed us this week. Lord, you let us walk in your presence, in the glory, God. God, we pray that they continue in it, God, that they continue in it.
Hallelujah.
Let's close the meeting this way. Let's get all of our families. Sister Brother, you come, and you, Brother Bill, be seated on this altar. Brother Bill and Mike Neal, with the both of you next to be seated. And we get the old paths, church family around them. You come on this side, Sister Brother, be seated. Children, come on, Sister Rudd's side. Men, the old pals, y'all come around on this side. Why don't we get all of our families, folks? Let's get our church families and families. Let's all gather around here somewhere. Let's have a final prayer and dedicate this church to the Lord. Everybody that would like to, then, but if you're not able to come down, we understand.
Oh, God, save the lost.
Oh, God, save the lost.
Thank you.